Thank you for joining us. This is Ricardo Saldia coming to you from Vancouver, Washington. This is a wonderful Sabbath day. I hope you guys are all enjoying yourselves. I think that it's a wonderful day to be alive and a great day to be here. Thanks to the Creator, it's another wonderful day to be alive. And I'd like to encourage listeners to give me a call at a toll-free number at 877-876-5227. Again, that's 877-876-5227. And you can also email me at ricardo@integrativebody.com. That's integrative body, body.com. So I'd like to talk today about what makes you want to improve your life. What is it that's calling you forward? What is it that it's attracting you to a better life? And if you have the time, I'd encourage you to give me a call and we can talk about what's pushing you forward, what's calling you forward in life right now. And I think that different things are calling people at this time, and we need to listen to what our body is saying, what our lives are saying, what our family is saying, what are our challenges, what is it that's needing our attention. And we need to understand about what's going on with us so that we can better attract that which we really do want, instead of just letting it up for the universe to decide and letting ourselves just kind of wander around. So one of the things that has come to my attention in the last week has been this law of attraction. There is a very good website that you guys, I think, would very much appreciate. It's AbrahamHicks.com, Jerry and Esther Hicks. Esther Hicks was shown on The Secret. If you guys haven't heard of The Secret by now, I would encourage you guys to look it up on the internet, Google search it. You can even watch this documentary on the internet, and it's just been shown on the Oprah Winfrey Show, and it is a documentary that takes off where What the Bleep Do We Know ended. So I really recommend you all to take a look at this documentary to see how it is that you can better attract that which you really do want. It's changed my life, and I can't say enough about it. But instead of me going on and on about it, I'd rather you guys just look it up. Once again, please feel free to give me a call at 877-270-8714. And we'd be happy to answer your questions, anything that you may have regarding your body, mind, and spirit, anything that you wanted to get just a answer, just some feedback on where it is that you need to focus more attention, where is it that your body is telling you, where is it that your life is calling you to put your attention. Until we address our weakest link in ourselves, we won't be able to move forward. And so it's important that we assess what our life is telling us at this time. So I would like to also encourage listeners to look at another website. This is a website that teaches you a technique called EFT, and this is Emotional Freedom Technique. It's been around for a very good chunk of time, at least 15 to 20 years, in the field of energy psychology. And it really teaches you something that you can work on by yourself on how to reprogram your neurological loops that go on day in, day out. This is a very good technique that you can use to reset the neurological system in your body, in your mind, regarding the way you react emotionally to circumstances and to people, things that happen in your life. The website is emofree.com. That's emofree.com. And the website has videos and a manual that you can download explaining to you exactly the premise behind this technique. It's also known as TFT, and it's been a very practical tool. Now, here on the Cyber Shaman Show, we really like practicality. We really like things that are simple, and we want to empower the individual to be their own shaman, to be their own healer. Not that we can't rely and can't work as a team with other people, but when it comes down to it, it really is a personal decision and a personal responsibility to keep yourself moving forward in life, in your spiritual life, in your physical life, in your emotional life. So you'll find me talking about some practical tools of how this can be accomplished by yourself, or how you can get the ball rolling. It's a technique that I think more people would benefit using. It's something that it's very, very simple to do. So please feel free to give me a call here at the Cyber Shaman Show. And I would like to encourage all of you to take a moment today to listen to what your body, mind, and spirit is needing. So a little bit about myself. I was brought up under a very special family. I was the youngest of four. My father was a minister of the Seventh-day Adventist Church, and I was brought up, groomed to become a minister. But some things that came into my life that caused me to go in a different direction. My college background is in behavioral science, and then I found myself from there studying the technique of Rolfing, which is a physical therapy modality that teaches us about how to better align ourselves in a structural sense. So just like a building that needs to be understood as far as the foundation, as far as the body of the house, and as far as the structure of the house, we can look at the body, the human body, and see, how is it aligned? How is the foundation? And where is there an area that needs tension? So after studying Rolfing, I became aware that I needed to know a little bit more about what made me tick. And I wasn't quite satisfied with just fixing the structural part of me. And so I became involved in the field of biofeedback, specifically the field of bioresonance biofeedback. And this is a system that is relatively new to the biofeedback world, and it uses the ability of a computer to read the electromagnetic frequencies that a person is always giving out. So your whole body is electrical, and your body uses electricity to power its centers of, for example, the brain and the heart, to name a few. But it also uses electromagnetic frequencies to send information. And electromagnetic frequencies is another way for us to say the word energy. And this technology can access this energy from long distance. And it's a very sophisticated piece of technology, very accurate, double blind. So the practitioner doesn't know exactly what's going to be tested at any given moment. The practitioner can't control what is going to happen. And the client can't control, can't manipulate the software to, you know, like you can manipulate a lie detector test. And so it gives us an ability to tap in to the inside of the individual at the body, mind, and spirit level. You know, we always hear a lot of people talk about the body, mind, and spirit, but what is that connection? What is this body, mind, and spirit? How can we access, or how can we learn and study ourselves so that we can better understand how we are connected individually as the body, mind, and spirit? And this technology gives you the ability to take a deeper look at yourself to see what are those connections, what are those balances or imbalances that are going on that are not giving you the full sense of expression of life that you're really, really looking for. I would also like to encourage you to give me a call just for the sake of a discount that I am willing to give out to anybody who gives me a call today for a 50% off a long-distance bioresonance biofeedback session, for the opportunity to take a look at what it is. You can also go to my website at integrativebody.com and read more about the system. But it's important that you understand that this is the type of system that gives you the ability and the responsibility to be more responsible about what is going on in your body, in your mind, and in your spirit. If you are believing that you are a co-creator, do you want to know how you can become a more efficient co-creator of the light? This is a wonderful piece of technology. And the only reason why I believe that this type of technology has been created at this time is because we as individuals are needing a little bit more feedback, more specific feedback about ourselves to become these independent, self-reliant co-creators. We need something that gives us some really good information that's clear and clean and honest so that we can become more efficient with ourselves. So I would really like to hear from you. Please give me a call at 877-270-8714 on this wonderful Sabbath afternoon. I would really like to hear from any of you who are calling and who are just interested on discussing any kind of topic that you are wondering about, any kind of information regarding your body that you're concerned about or that you have questions about. I believe that we all need to be using more practical tools to apply a better understanding of light in our body, mind, and spirit. And for example, a couple of practical tools that have been very essential for me have been concerning our body. You know, we spend a lot of time sitting down in this current society, and we don't do enough for our spine. So if you are having any kind of back pain or any kind of sensations, kind of tingly sensations going down your body, I would recommend that you allow your spine to have the natural curvature that it was designed to have. I would encourage you to take your spine back to its original design. And that could be easily done through the use of extensions, extending your back backwards, since you spend a lot of time sitting forward. That's a very, very easy and practical tool that can be useful to help relieve the tension in the nervous system in the back of the spine. Now, many times people have problems with, carpal tunnel, problems with sensations and numbness and tingling. And then they go to see a doctor and they're told, well, we think we need to cut you up. So I would really recommend that you don't get surgery and only use it for the last resort. Another very effective tool for the body is the use of modalities that have been around for a while, specifically Tai Chi and Qigong. These are very effective tools for the body, very useful for your mind as well, because you're able to exercise your ability to move energy. And as we are evolving at this time, you're probably becoming a bit more aware of energy and the ability for you to use this energy in your life. So if you're listening to BBS Radio, you're probably more of the type of person to be interested in exercising your ability to use energy in your life, in your body, mind, and your spirit, and your ability to create a more robust body, mind, and spirit, financial life. It's very important for you to honor this vessel that the Great Spirit has given you, this body, this tool, this canvas, this medium of a tool for you to understand what it is that you're here to do. Your body is the in-between tool that the Creator uses to get your attention, sometimes through pain, but sometimes through positive, blissful sensations. So I would like to encourage you to honor your body, to listen to your body, and to be kind to it. This is something that I don't think gets spoken enough about, because we think that, well, you know, we're gonna leave this body anyways. But I think that's besides the point. I think this is something special. This is an opportunity for us to manifest what the Creator is giving us. An opportunity to manifest life and light and all the good things through our body by taking care of it, by keeping it pure and clean. Another modality or another tool that can be used regarding your body, mind, spirit, and specifically your mind, is the use of affirmations. And, you know, I'm talking more than just, you know, I'm a nice guy, and, oh, you know, I love life, and I deserve the best. But I would encourage you to use this following mantra. It would be nice to such and such, so and so. It would be nice to, for example, to say, it would be nice to have a wonderful life. It would be nice to have wonderful relationships. It would be nice to have a healthy and robust body. It would be nice to have love in my life. It would be nice to find wonderful people. It would be nice to have wonderful friends. Instead of saying, I want or I need. And if you take a moment, when you say the word I want or I need, it kind of feels like you are running and then automatically something stops you. It's like something's holding you back. Or it kind of feels like, yes, you want something, but it's not around here. It's gone. You can't get it. It's kind of like it's hard to move forward when you keep saying, I want, I need. It's almost like you keep pushing all these things back and back further away from you. And when you say it would be nice to have something, it would be nice to do this, it would be nice to feel this or feel that, it's somehow a bit closer. It's somehow within reach. Now, this isn't my bright idea. This is not something I'm going to take credit for. This comes from the work of Abraham and Esther and Jerry Hicks. Once again, their website is abrahamhicks.com. And I don't get any kickbacks from any of these websites, so don't be alarmed or don't feel concerned. This is just something to hook you with. I really and honestly feel that this is something that more people need to read and more people need to understand. Because the more time that we spend in the feeling and the emotion of love, there will be less and less room to allow fear to come in. And there's a lot of different ways that the surrounding energies in this time are trying to infiltrate your mind and your body with fear and stress. And we want to encourage you to think and create a reality that doesn't necessarily have to have a apocalyptic, bloody result. Now, that doesn't mean that changes won't happen. This doesn't mean that the planet won't want to move around or that some people will decide to check out. But we can help this process that the Earth is going through. We can help this process of that we're going through by focusing on love and focusing on that which we do want. So I would encourage you not to pay too much attention at all this talk about global warming and how the humankind is the culprit of why this is all happening. If you listen to these people who are telling you these stories and this information of how this is so, realize who's benefiting from it? Do we really want more politicians involved in our lives? Do we really trust politicians to really help us out in this sort of thing? So I would encourage you to just create your day, create your life, be an active co-creator. And one simple way that I have found to ground myself every morning is through the work of Don Miguel Ruiz, who talks about the Four Agreements. And this is nothing new. It's been around for a while, but sometimes things need to be recapped so that people have something very practical to use for themselves. So I would encourage all of you to scan if you've already read it. If you haven't read the book, I would encourage you all to take a moment to look that up, to read that book. It's a very simple, well-written book that anybody can benefit from. Be impeccable with your word. Always do your best. Don't take things personally. And that's something that I know. It's very, very easy to do. Taking things personally is somehow coming very naturally to myself sometimes. And we ground this energy, ground the negativity, ground the stress through. Don't hold on to it. Letting it go. So always do your best. And you will find that it will be going to be wonderful for you. Be something that you'll see movement in your life. You'll see things changing in your life. So always do your best. Don't take things personally.